and theologians have no problem with evolution and in many cases actively support scientists in this respect. The Archbishop of Canterbury has no problem with evolution, nor does the Pope, give or take the odd wobble over the precise paleontological juncture when the human soul was injected, nor do educated priests and professors of theology. What we must not do is complacently assume that, because bishops and educated clergy accept evolution, so do their congregations. Alas, there is ample evidence to the contrary from opinion polls. More than 40% of Americans deny that humans evolved from other animals and think that we, and by implication all of life, were created by God within the last 10,000 years. The figure is not quite so high in Britain, but it is still worryingly large, and it should be as worrying to the churches as it is to scientists. This book is necessary. I shall be using the name History Deniers for those people who deny evolution, who believe the world's age is measured in thousands of years rather than thousands of millions of years, and who believe humans walked with dinosaurs. To repeat, they constitute more than 40% of the American population. The history deniers themselves are among those that I am trying to reach in this book. But, perhaps more importantly, I aspire to arm those who are not history deniers but